This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I have before me a black rock. And on the black rock is etched the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, this black rock means very much to me. Why? Because my heart at one time was like the black rock, hard and not able to know God. But on the black rock that I'm looking at is the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus. It's the same with me. My heart was like a black rock, but he came, the crucified one, etched on my heart, making my heart alive again, making my heart able to experience his mercy. Oh yes, no one who comes to me and says they have a hard rock of a heart do I ever dismiss. I understand it, because that was me, a hard rock of a heart. But let me tell you the beautiful gospel message. The Lord Jesus changes stony hearts into flesh instead. I'll give you an example. On the road to Damascus, Paul was coming to destroy Christians, put them in jail, and even to kill them. He put his thumbs down when they were stoning the deacon Stephen. His heart was a stony heart. On the Damascus road, something happened. The crucified, risen Lord was etched upon Saul's heart. He fell to the ground. And when he got up, he was a new person. You know, it had nothing to do with him. It had everything to do with what God wanted. And what do you think he said? Yes. He didn't understand. He was out to kill Christians. He was out to put Christians in jail. And guess who he meets on the road to Damascus? He meets the one that he thought he hated. And it was Jesus. And what did Jesus do to him? He loved him. He revealed himself to Paul. Let me ask you this question. Has Jesus revealed himself to you? The revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me tell you what revelation means. When someone has a revelation, it's like a cloak was over their head. When a revelation comes, the cloak is gone, taken off the head, and the light of God streams in. I'm going to tell you what the Bible says, and I believe God's word. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. That's me. All have sinned. That's you. And fallen short of the glory of God. But, oh, I love that but. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. You don't have to be a stony heart any longer. Our Lord Jesus changes stony hearts into hearts of flesh. Saul, on the way to Damascus, his heart was like a big brick, a stony heart. The manifestation of the risen Lord comes to him, and immediately his heart is changed. I'm going to tell you, listen to what I have to say. You can't change yourself. Stop trying. I cannot change myself. That's why I give myself to Jesus. And from the inside out, the Holy Spirit shows me what needs to be changed. I can't do it myself. Some people waste their whole life trying to change their hearts. No, you need the Holy Spirit to change your heart. I need the Holy Spirit to change my heart. No Holy Spirit, you're stuck with the heart of stone. What about you? Do you know the power of the Holy Spirit? I'm not talking no about. I'm talking no. Adam knew Eve, and in 9 months they gave it a name. Do you have experiential knowledge of the risen Lord who forgives your sins, who saves you by his blood, who pours out his Spirit upon you so that you have a new life? Do you have experiential knowledge? If you don't, let's start now. God comes to those who are needy, hungry, and poor. He comes to you if you're needy, humble, and poor. That's who I was. As a matter of fact, that's who I still am. And he always comes. Never, never, never does not the Lord Jesus come when I invite him to come. He comes on invitation. No invitation, no coming of the Lord. No invitation, you only know about Jesus. You'd never met the man experientially. I told you about Sister Josephine. Oh, I loved her so much. She was so honest, an Irish nun, so honest. I told you before, I said to her, Sister, you've been a sister for over 25 years. Did you ever experience the risen Jesus? I don't know the fellow. That's what she said. I said, well, sister, let's think about that. When you were a child and received First Holy Communion, did you have an experience of the love? I don't know the fellow. Oh, my. You became a nun. You gave yourself to Jesus and to the church. You must have had some kind of, I don't know the fellow. I wasn't going to ask anymore because if I did, he was going to step on me. So what did I do? I said, well, let's get to know the fellow now. Let's not wait another minute. Let's get to know the fellow now. I said, Sister Josephine, close your eyes. And she did. And I asked you to do something. Now, you're a college professor. But I'm asking you to do something as a kindergarten person. Pray with me. Lord Jesus, come dwell in my heart by faith. Forgive my sins and pour out your Holy Spirit upon me. Change me by love. Oh, something happened that night. Something happened that night. Sister Josephine became a witness of the Most High God and of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, Sister Josephine, a tough woman, got a ministry, and the ministry was to jail people, prisoners, and she would go to the prisons and proclaim that God had a plan for those who murdered, that God had a plan for those who stole, that God had a plan for those who hurt their wives and children. God had a plan. And you want to know what? These men listened to her. They listened. They were eating out of her hand because they were all desperate. Like myself. Oh, I'm not in jail. But apart from Jesus, I'm desperate. That's just who I am. That's why I don't want to be apart from the Lord Jesus. I don't want to live in desperation. I want to live in hope. Oh, yes. People apart from Jesus are desperate. They don't even have any idea why they're desperate and who they're desperate of. They have no idea. Oh, I go to church. Listen, you go to church, I'm going to tell you a secret. The devil gets there before you. He goes to church, too, to try to mess people's heads up. Oh, yes, the devil goes to church ahead of you to try to mess your head up and try to let you believe nothing's going to happen to you this Sunday or this Saturday evening. Nothing, nothing. You're going to die in your dark sin. That's the devil. But I go to church every Sunday. I understand. So does him, the devil. He goes there ahead of you. And what does he try to do? He tries to convince you you're God's impossible case. You've sinned too much. You've turned your back on him too much. Oh, so many people believe that. I tell them they don't need to believe that garbage. They were ransomed with the blood of Christ. They were bought with the power of his holy blood. They could be changed by the blood of Calvary. You see, no one's too far gone. No one is too far gone. I'm going to tell you, you're not too far gone. You have the same need that I have. And that need that I have is for the Lord Jesus. That's my need. And that's your need. And he comes on invitation. No invitation, you'll never know him. You'll never, never know. And you don't have to be a priest. You don't have to be a nun. You don't have to be Pious Polly. I tell you, he comes on invitation. When I am most desperate and I call upon the holy name of Jesus, immediately he comes. Whether I feel it or don't, he comes on invitation. Don't be troubled that you've got to do this, that, and the other thing before he comes. No, he comes when I'm desperate and call upon his holy name. That's when he comes. You don't have to be anything but desperate, hard of hearing, hurt, broken. I don't know what you are, but no matter what I am or he am, he comes to me as I invite him to come in. That's real stuff. And you know what happens when we invite Jesus to come in? He changes our life. Oh, yes. He changes our life. Maybe a little at a time. But I'm not the same person today that I was long, long time ago. Oh, I always thought I loved Jesus. But I didn't know him. That's just as simple as that. I knew of him. I read the scriptures. I loved the gospels. But I never met the fellow. Experientially, it is God's will. Let me tell you what God's will is. To meet Jesus Christ on this earth before you die. That's God's will. How do I know? Because what the scripture says is this. Jesus says, no one who comes to me will I ever reject. For I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And it is the will of him who sent me. That's Jesus. It was sent by the Father. It is the will of him who sent me, that I should lose nothing, that's you and me, of what he has given me, but that I should raise it up on the last day. God doesn't have us go through his fingers and hands. When we give our life to Jesus, we discover that he first gave his life for us. It never started with me. It started with him. His mercy, his love, his fidelity endures forever. I don't know where you are today. Oh yes, it's the second day of Lent. I do not know where you are today, but wherever you are, he wants to come and dwell within you. I don't care if you've never, ever confessed your sins. Today, he wants to change your heart. And it's so simple. How does it happen? You take the scripture, because it's the word of God. The book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 20, and he says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Anyone who opens the door, I will come in and dine with him, and he with me. He's been knocking on the door of your heart. What have you done? Maybe you never knew he was knocking, but today you hear he's knocking, waiting for you to open the door and let him into your life. He's a gentleman. He'd never break down the wall between God and you. He's a gentleman. He waits for you, and he waits for me to call upon his name and to come and dwell in our hearts. He waits for you, and he waits for me. Don't let him wait any longer. Don't let him wait any longer. He's waited enough. He wants to come and do something in you, to you, and through you. He wants to raise you up to be a light in this generation. He wants to give you a story so that as you tell people your story, people's lives would be drawn to Christ himself and be changed by the Lord Jesus. That's what he wants to do. But he can't do it without your permission. He never would outstep me unless I gave him permission. Do you give Jesus permission? Do you tell Jesus, I surrender. I give you permission. Come dwell in my heart by faith. Come dwell in my heart by faith. I'm looking at Psalm 136. It's a great psalm. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. You know what steadfast love is? It's the love of God himself, which is infinite. His steadfast love endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for his steadfast love endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his steadfast love endures forever. Who alone does great wonders? For his steadfast love endures forever. Who lay understanding made the heavens? Imagine. Look up and see the heavens today. They are the work of the hands of God. He made them. The wonderful heavens. He made them. We drive in Quincy by the ocean. He made that ocean. But more than that, we're going across the street where we're going to buy fried clams. And all these people at the fish place, they are eating and enjoying themselves. And he made them. Some of them don't know him from Adam. But he loves them. Imagine, God loves those people who don't even know him. It's your job and my job to introduce people to him. That's why I was born. That's why you were born, to introduce people to the Lord Jesus. I'm going to tell you, if Tom Bright did not draw me to Christ himself by his witness, I don't know where I'd be. I have no idea. Tom got married. He left the seminary and married a young woman. I believe her name is Jean. I wasn't a seminarian. I was a teacher. I ended up to be the priest. Tom ended up to be a husband. Isn't that wonderful? God has plans. God has, and he has plans for you too. And this is what he's telling me now. Listen, I've not forgotten you. I have not forgotten you. I have not forgotten you. I desire you. Oh, just hear his word. I desire you. Well, I respond to that. If you desire me, I come to you and say, here I am. I no longer belong to me. I belong to you. I surrender. I desire you. Maybe your mother and father didn't desire you. Maybe they told you so often, you were the mistake. I tell you, there are no mistakes when people are born. No mistakes. God has a plan for every person. No mistakes. And that plan is in Christ Jesus. And you can either have it or not have it. It's up to your free will. There are so many people that go to church that don't know God has a plan for them. But they've got to give up their plan and accept the plan that the Lord Jesus has. You know, God had a plan for me. But I reached the stage one day that I said to him, I surrender. I don't know what you're calling me to be or who you're calling me to be. I just say, yes, Lord, I surrender. No more will I pounce to, does he want me to do this or that? Yeah. I surrender. And right after that, I met a blind man. I was giving a talk. The blind man was there. It was a communion breakfast. And the blind man, after the talk, said to me, would you drive me home? And I said, oh, sure. So I drove him home. And as I drove him home, he said, let me tell you something. The Lord is calling you to be a priest. And you're not responding. Oh, my heavens. Scared the heart out of me. He said, I know that. Because he was calling me. And I never responded. I tell you, that day, it was a Sunday. It was a communion breakfast. I went back to East Boston. Every Sunday we had pasta, meatballs and sausages. I tell you, I never ate so fast and so much as that day. That blind man was telling me God had a plan for my life, and that plan was that I would be an ordained priest. Scared the heart out of me. But he was right. He was right. I'm going to tell you something now. God has a plan for you. Yes, for you. You say, I'm too sinful. Oh, no. No, you're not too sinful. God has a plan for your life. You can either accept the plan or reject the plan. That's up to you. Whether you accept it or reject it is up to you. But I tell you, if you accept the plan of God for your life, things will happen in your life that will be so wonderful and exciting. Oh, it also means that you carry the cross. But things will be wonderful and exciting. Things will happen in your life. He will draw you to people, to bring people to him and him to people one at a time. Things will happen. Mighty things will happen. But it's up to you. And it's up to me. What do I want? Do I tell him, you could have everything, Jesus? I surrender. Or do I say to him, I'm not ready? Let me tell you this. No one is ready. Now is the time of salvation. Now is the time to give your life to Christ. Not tomorrow. Not yesterday. But now. And if you don't, you're just going to be stuck with yourself. Pray with me now. A simple, simple prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, come dwell in my heart by faith. Reveal yourself to me. Forgive my sins, my wickedness. Fill me with the grace of the Holy Spirit. I believe you died for me. I believe you shed your blood for me. Wash me clean by the power of that precious blood. I give myself to you. come dwell in my heart by faith. I tell you, prayers like that, when prayed with the heart, changes people's lives. Thanks be to God. You were never, ever created to live in defeat. You were created to live in the power of the Holy Spirit. Don't accept defeat for another moment. You were meant to live in the power of Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. Tell the Lord, I want it, and I want it now. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations